This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Churchill Mortgage. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, happy December to you. This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm your host, Chris Brown. We're honored that you're tuning in. Phone number is 866-357-3283. We want you to call in. Let's have a conversation about stewardship, about finances, about relationships, about leadership, you name it. Stewardship affects all aspects of our life, and that's what we're talking about today. Those issues, those not-so-brilliant decisions that we make in life, what does the Bible say about them? The phone number again is 866-357-3283. You can also email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com, chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com, and you also can engage on social media. Chris Brown On Air is the handle on Facebook, on Instagram, and also on Twitter. Hey, make today the day that you sign up for the Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes, and I want you to get in on it. You can find out more information there at stewardship.com. Well, it's not just the first day of December, folks. It's the last month of the year. And as members of the True Stewardship community, how are we going to live this out? How are we going to live out those 31 days? How will we use these 31 days? God will hopefully kind of grant us some great opportunities to close out the year. Well, let me encourage you to do what we talk about every day on this show. It's very simple. You ready? This last month, let's manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. You see, folks, stewardship changes everything. Psalm 90, verse 12 says, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." More closely translated, this verse says, "So teach us to number our days that we might bring a heart of wisdom." As we manage all of this blessing that we're going to receive this last month of 2016, let's bring that heart of wisdom that we will gain into 2017. One more time, that phone number is 866-357-3283. We're excited to take your calls. And the first one is from Bedford, Virginia. This is Renisha. Renisha, how are you?
Hi, Chris Brown. How are you doing?
I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Good. Well, first of all, side note, your girl Amanda needs a raise. She's awesome.
she is awesome.
My question about more like the spiritual side of things, not necessarily mechanical. My husband and I were 27, baby steps 4, 5, and 6. I'm a stay-at-home mom. You know, God's been good and really blessing us. And here lately, my husband just worked a bunch of overtime, so we're coming to some extra cash, so we're giving, saving, and spending. However, it seems like now we're kind of, you know, getting to the point where we can start saying yes to a few more things. Of course, there's always goals to work towards, too. But, you know, saying yes, and it's been really nice, but I'm really wanting to make sure I watch my heart. You know, I don't want my heart to sort of drift into, like, idol worship in the sense that it gets so wrapped up in all of these nice things that we've been wanting that we're able to get. You know, I just want to keep them first. And another thing is, you know, my parents are really proud, and that's great. I want to make them proud, but, you know, they also, you know, will say, oh, you know, we just talk about how great you're doing. And I feel like it, as great as that is to honor them in that way, I also want to make sure that I'm checking my heart there, too, and that I'm not taking credit or glory where glory might be, I'm a better served for his purposes. So I'm just kind of wanting to get your input and see if you have any feedback as to how I can just, my husband and I can both make sure we're just keeping our heads on straight.
Well, this already has been one of my favorite calls I've received in a long time. I absolutely love your heart. So good. First of all, Renisha, what I want to tell you is it's okay to be financially successful. It's okay.
Yeah.
Psalm 128, verse 2, when you shall eat of the fruit of your hands, You'll be happy and it'll be well with you. It's okay. There's no conviction, no condemnation that comes with it. But I understand the wrestle. How much is too much? How much is enough? And all I can tell you is that it's all about ratios. So when you go buy something, it's a new thing or it's a new service, it's just got to be a small part of your world. It's not what you don't rest in it. Yeah, you got a new TV. That's great. You enjoy it. You thank God for it. But again, it's not yours. It's God's TV, and you're managing it. You're managing all of it, just like you manage everything else, and you're thanking him for it. It's a gift from him, not something that you went out and you earned. No, there was some work involved, for sure. You plowed the field, but he brought the rain. So I know for one way that Holly and I have combated this is we sit down and we pray over big purchases and these new things that come into our life. It's a new blessing of some sort. And we pray before we go get it, and we pray after thanking it. And we do bring our kids involved in it. And it kind of like puts this spiritual package around whatever it is. And another way is Holly and I have added a percentage of giving every year. So we've been married 16 years, 10% is the minimum. And every year we add a percentage because we want to make sure that we're progressing not only professionally, not only in the way we live, but also in our generosity. And I think that's really helped as well if you're looking for ways that kind of help your heart. And I think when it comes to your parents, they're really just trying to be sweet. I think you receive it. I say, thank you so much. It really means a lot to us. And then separately, not at that same time, because if you just turn around and say it's all for God's glory, what you do is you kind of erase the compliment. Allow them to compliment you. And then you guys are involved in a lot of conversations that aren't about that. That's your time to give God the glory. We're just so thankful for what God's done for our lives. We've got two great jobs, or we got one great job, and we've got this and we've got that, and things are working and the kids are healthy and this and that. Then you have time to give. But when they give you the compliment, just receive it, because it's really, really, you know this, when you go to give someone a compliment and they don't receive it, you're like, no, you want to shake them. No, just receive it. I'm trying to tell you something nice. Just receive it. And sometimes it can come across super spiritual, and you don't want that to happen because you're obviously not. You just have a genuine relationship with Christ. So I think you're on the right track. Here's the deal. I told you the word ratio, and we actually have some great material on that, and I want to give it to you. I want to give you the Legacy Journey class, not the book, the whole entire class on how to leave a legacy.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a great class for folks to lead at your church, or for you to lead at the church, but the entire class. And it'll talk to you about how to wrestle with this, where this teaching came from, where it's not okay to be wealthy, all the way back in the Gnostics back, centuries ago. This isn't new, this whole pressure. And it'll teach you about all this stuff. So we're going to give that to you. You stay on the line, and thank you again for such a great heart.
Wow, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
You're on Dave Ramsey's plan. You're out of debt, looking to buy a home. But you've been told your entire life you need a credit score. Well, I don't want fear or misinformation to dictate your decisions. Churchill Mortgage is used to working with people just like you. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com/Chris Brown.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. Equal Housing Lender, 761 Old Hickory Boulevard, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027.
Well, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown. Don't forget, you can also engage with the show on social media. Chris Brown On Air is the handle. Got an email here that came in from Josh. He says, Chris, I just started listening to your show. It has been a huge blessing to hear your financial knowledge applied with biblical wisdom. I prefer biblical wisdom applied with my knowledge. Well, I'm hoping to lead out with biblical wisdom, but I'm 22 years old, going to school, but I'm currently taking a year off to save up $17,000 that it'll take to finish school. I about have this saved and still can make another $17,000 before living expenses. I'm currently putting away $300 to $600 into savings each pay period, every 2 weeks, and would love to know the best way to invest this long term. Some of that I'm putting into stocks, which I'm new to, Any suggestions for long-term investments at my age? I have no debt to speak of. Praise God. Thank you. Well, congrats, Josh. Way to go. You are proving that this can be done, that you can be patient, and that you can cash flow college. Folks, it is possible. And Josh, to answer your question, your first 15% of investing is going to go, 15% of your household income is going to go to 401k type retirement plans. Okay, so a 403b or a 457, all these different kinds of 401k retirement plans that are usually offered by your work. And then you're going to go to a, what's called a Roth IRA. And those are that's where I would take you for it, no matter what age you were. A 401k type retirement plan has a good tax shelter in it, and then a Roth IRA. And that's going to stay true your whole entire life. That'd be the same advice I'd give you when you're 60. A 401k retirement plan, and then the Roth IRA. Now, after you get after that, then we can talk. But I think you've got a ways to go. And we're cheering you on for sure. Next up from Austin, Texas, this is Craig. Craig, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
God, I love that answer. How can we help?
Well, my wife and I were on baby step three. And currently have about a month and a half of savings in the emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't seem to get past that mark. You know, those little things keep popping up. My wife needs some dental work. They need a tire for the car. The list goes on. Thank God it was nothing major. But our goal is to have that 6 months in savings. Back in 2008, we had a pretty big setback when I lost my job. And it hit us pretty hard. We had to wipe out my annuity just to stay afloat. And we needed, we just want that extra cushion to be comfortable. So we wanted that 6 months. And it just doesn't seem to be getting here quick enough. So my question is, basically is, what can we do to get there quicker? Or are we just not maybe being patient enough in this baby step three?
I would write out the definition of emergency on your refrigerator.
Okay.
The definition of emergency is a serious, unexpected, and often dangerous situation requiring immediate action. Most folks who are having a tough time with baby step three and building baby step number three is that things that aren't emergencies become emergencies. For instance, my recent trip to the dentist, you'd mentioned dentistry. I was going in for a cleaning that's covered by insurance. I was walking out of there with not spending a dime. When I'm about 15 minutes into the consultation, and they go on this big suggestion of like $500 worth of antibiotic that's preventive. It's just preventive, $500. I get back, and about 15 minutes later, after the cleaning and stuff like that, they say, hey, just so you know, this tooth might crack in the future. And the word crack, it sounds so big and so serious and so unexpected, and that ended up being a $500 crown suggestion. The way I received it as suggestion, it's not an emergency, but my guess was is they'd use this assumptive close that everyone is going to, yeah, of course you want this, right? I really could have walked out of there with $1,000 less in my pocket if I'd treated that as an emergency. Neither one of those are an emergency. They're a concern. It's a suggestion. And my guess is, Craig, that some of these things that are popping up aren't really emergencies. And so I would start weighing that kind of thing. I also would pray for some, maybe it's a little bit more wisdom on some things in your life. We all have non-negotiables in our life. You've got some things like, that's just a non-negotiable, right? You either subconsciously or consciously say it out loud. You have some of those, right?
Right.
Right. So like for me, I'm going to buy Fruit Loops, not Fruit Rings, right? I'm going to buy Peter Pan peanut butter. I'm not buying Publix peanut butter, right? There's some things like that. And so some of those things, if you're not building your baby step three, your emergency fund fast enough, you just got to say, you know what? These non-negotiables, I might need to negotiate them. I might be have to be okay with a little bit of generic. I might have to shop maybe at a different store. I might not need Nikes for every single one of my kids. We might need to go to something $20 cheaper. Recently, my kids all wanted these like perfect outfits where like if they wore a red shirt, their activity shorts or their sports shorts or whatever, athletic shorts, need to have a red stripe down the side. So it's a perfectly matching outfit. And one of our non-negotiables were like, no. We're not doing this anymore. So we just went out and bought them, each one of the boys, three pairs of solid black shorts. And now it matches everything. But that saves us a ton of money of having to match all their outfits from now on. Black goes with almost every color. So right. Some of those things in your budget, I think, are the reason why. And I would just tell you, it's not easy. It's a bigger baby step. It's not as easy as baby step one. And so I would just encourage you to don't become weary. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up. So there's a little bit of wisdom, some things that you can change around. Make sure you define the word emergency a little bit better, and don't give up. Just keep making the small decisions all add up, and you'll rock it. You'll get it. You got it, Craig.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, folks, this year we are turning the Christmas season into a time to make futures bright. Today's the second day of our 12 deals of Christmas, and the deal that we have today is perfect for anybody looking to grow in business. If you want to be a better leader and become more successful in your career, you need to check out the Entree Leadership Career Bundle. We're offering 4 must-read books for leaders and the self-assessment that all of us here at Ramsey Solutions take. You can find the Entree Leadership Career Bundle for just $33 today only at stewardship.com. And you can get free shipping on orders of $45 or more. So head over to stewardship.com and check out today's deal for business leaders. Again, you can find today's deal at stewardship.com. You are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I'm your host, Chris Brown. We're here on the dial Monday through Friday, every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. Check us out also on iTunes, also at stewardship.com. The phone number is 866-357-3283.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's right. You can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Well, folks, you can email in. Stacy just emailed in. She says, what is the best way for me to tithe from my business? Currently, I figure out what I should be tithing from my profits, and then I pay myself that amount in addition to my salary. Then I tithe that extra amount in addition to the tithes coming from my personal income. This is just difficult to keep track of this way. Is there a better way? Should I tithe from my business profits separately from my personal income? Stacy, you're the owner, and there is no profit until you have it. So here's what I would recommend. Pay yourself an honest salary and tithe off of that, and you're done. That was that month's actual profit. The rest is not profit yet. Its purpose is to be determined. It's really treated as retained earnings, and you can use those earnings a lot of different ways, for utilities, to acquire more property, to acquire more equipment. It could be to buy another company. That's money that's retained earnings for the economic machine that is creating a net increase in your life. And that net increase is only what you take home. So give yourself an honest salary and tithe off of that. Next up from Bellflower, California, this is Corey. Corey, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can we serve you?
Hey, I had a question for you. I work for Toyota, and they offer a lease company employee benefit on a vehicle. And I was just calling to get your take on whether it made more sense financially to do the lease or to save up and pay cash for a vehicle.
Yeah, I think the big deciding factor is it really a benefit? What are some strings that are attached?
Some of the strings that are attached, the vehicle I'm looking at would be $5,500 a year. It includes registration, insurance, and maintenance is included in that.
Mm-hmm. And so there'll be a monthly payment? It'll be like a full-fledged lease?
Yeah, it'd come out of my check every week. And there's the mileage. You're allowed 30,000 miles a year. And it's a 4-year lease.
What happens if you don't work there anymore?
If I don't work there, I'd have to turn it in.
With penalties?
No.
Okay, because there's a 66% turnover rate in your industry.
Okay.
So I would, that'd be definitely something I would think through. It's probably why they want you feeling trapped there.
Yeah, this is definitely my dream job.
Yeah, good.
I see myself working here the rest of my career. So.
Well, good. What do you do there?
I work for the transport division.
Okay.
I deliver the new vehicles.
Oh, okay. And that stat I shared was it's for sales, for sales associates. So, not for your particular role.
Okay.
I don't like it. I don't like anywhere where there's strings attached or there's payments involved where you're having to make a monthly payment or anything like that. I don't like any of that. If they were going to give you, $300 a month or $200 a month, towards a car expense and you were to pay cash for a car and you just got this $200, benefit. That's, I like that. I don't like you being tied to some kind of, contract.
Okay.
If I was putting together a benefit package, I wouldn't do that to my employees. But yeah, I'll just save up, pay cash for a car. And here's the deal. You could, and this is what I like to tell folks, if you like paying payments, which I'm not saying you are, but a lot of people, obviously America has, and not just America, but other countries as well, has proven that they love paying payments. Somehow we just love it. And I would say, yes, pay payments, pay them to yourself. Go buy a $1,000 car. And pay yourself the $500 payment, which is the average in America. And you do that for 10 months. You now have $5,000 plus the $1,000 car. So now you go buy a $6,000 car, because that's how much you have. And you actually own a car that's worth $6,000, probably seven. And you do that every 10 months. And so you're upgrading your car, almost doubling your car every 10 months. And you actually own a car that's worth that. And you compare that up against lease, at the end of the lease, you're not going to own anything and you've paid all that money, but you don't own anything.
Okay.
And so that's just a better model.
Okay.
All right, Corey, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, no strings attached. That's what we're looking for. No strings attached. Matthew 10:16, Jesus said, we need to be wise as serpents and innocent or harmless as doves. And I don't think we need to be out there being skeptics, but I do think we need to be wise, okay? And we can think through these things. It sounds like a benefit, but at the end of the day, it's not really a benefit. And so you need to think through those things. Well, folks, once again, as we wrap up and look at this month, okay, we got a month ahead of us, a month to really bless a lot of people. A month where we can really take our generosity to a next level. Some of you are going to have some time off around Christmas, and incredible time for us to finally sit down and write those thank you letters, those thank you notes that you wanted to write all year long but didn't have the time. Let's put a plan together. Who do you need to write those thank you notes to? What are the things that you want to say? And remember, when you're giving people compliments, don't just say good job or you're great to work with. Be specific. The more specific, the better. Give a very specific word of encouragement. You've wanted to tell them all year, and this is your chance. Okay, we've got to have a plan going into this month. You're going to have some time off. How do you want to spend it? How do you want to pour into your kids? How do you want to pour into your roommate? How do you want to pour into your family? How do you want to pour into your parents? How do you want to pour into your workmates? Okay, you've got to have a plan of generosity. Don't just think, oh, I'm going to give. No, how exactly is that going to look? Luke 14:28 says, who would build a tower and not sit down first and count the cost? Let's go into this month with a plan for generosity. Don't forget to enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. Hey, you know what? That's a perfect example. We planned to give away all $100,000 of cash and prizes this month, like 8 months ago. We put this plan in place. That's why we have a plan. Every time you turn on this station, every time you click on this podcast, every time you visit this website, this is what you hear from us because we planned it like 9 months ago. We got to have a plan. Again, don't forget to enter the Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway for your chance to win cash and prizes. We'll be drawing a winner each week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com and you can enter once a day, every day for your chance to win. And again, there's no purchase necessary. Hey, whatever you have to do the next couple of days as we close this broadcast, I want to encourage you and challenge you in this one area. You ready? change your verbiage from have to get to. Small change, have to get to. It'll change your spirit. It just will. I get to do things. He's given us the breath in our lungs. He has given us our health. He's given us our ability to be able to make decisions and have friends over and a dwelling to be able to do life in and to be able to share memories with and to hug necks in and to be able to hold babies in, right? We get to all these things. We get to, not have to. It'll change your spirit. Luke 6:45 says, a good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your heart. And folks, as a true stewardship community, let's be a grateful people. A grateful people that don't feel like we have to, but we know that we get to. God bless.